Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. We are so glad that you joined us today. My goodness gracious. I'm joined today by the honorary host here on the Toginet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. As you heard in the intro, Bill is the author of the 7 Levels of Truth. His website is truelifepurposenow.com, truelifepurposenow.com. And we are sponsored by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And Mr. Bill, today we got a young lady on that came to the United States from Poland, and we're very excited to have her on the show and let her tell her story, because it's so interesting when people leave their home country, leave their hometown, and come to the United States or any other country that's brand spanking new to them, and all of the challenges they would face. It's going to be interesting, won't it, Bill?
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Doing yeah. Mighty fine, sir.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions and really looking forward to this interview today.
You bet. And before we get started, I want to ask you about your new book that's just coming out. Could you share that with us, sir, a little bit about it?
Well, it's not new. I'm republishing a publisher in New York picked up my book, and so we're redoing the cover. In fact, I'm going through one more edit on it today. I'm very excited about it. The cover's stunning, and as I put up one photo of it yesterday on Facebook, and it garnered a lot of attention. So I'm really, because once people get this information, I mean, I know the stuff I teach is a little bit different. And I also know that, you weren't aware of it when we met, and that the more we've talked, the more you've paid attention to it, and this stuff works, doesn't it, Jim?
It really does, ladies.
Your life.
Yeah, it really does, ladies and gentlemen, because when you start looking, get out of the physical of the things in life, such as work and worry, and, well, maybe not work, but worry and, all the physical things that just drag us down, and I think worry and fear and that sort of thing kind of heads the list there. And you start looking for how you can love yourself, love others, and live in the abundance of the universe that we're all promised. And that's the starting point of it right there. And then it just expands from there. And then that's when you really start living. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, I want to say personally, thank you for the copy of the 7 Levels of Truth that you gave me out in Phoenix almost 2 years ago. And it's really been a blessing to me. And my daughter read the book, and she really loved it too. So thank you so much, sir.
Well, you're welcome. It's, what's fascinating is we just don't understand life.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say it that way, but it's really the truth. And and when you look at the information that I've now got 30 years of research in, the beauty of it is it's not about me, but it's about guideposts to look at in your life that will take you on a direct path to your life purpose. So,
oh, yeah. You're exactly right there, my friend. You're exactly right. And we had Beata. I'm going to have her pronounce her second. Is that Severin? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Severin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beata Severin Reed. And I tell you right now, it's really amazing, because we had her on she was one of the guest speakers on the recent summit we were on. And I've known Beata for some time, and she's interviewed me, and it's really an honor for us, ladies and gentlemen, to have this young lady on the show. She comes to us from, she's originally from Poland, and she's going to share a little bit about her life there. And her topic I really love, peace leads to power. Oh my goodness, I like it, don't you, Bill?
No truer words were ever spoken.
Absolutely. Well, Beata, welcome to the show, and tell the folks a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me, Jim and Bill. Oh my goodness, I'm honored to be on that show. And what about me? I'm just regular person that decided to change her life and move from Poland to United States. It was some time ago, but it's still part of my story. And today I'm proud to be a leadership coach and speaker and inspire people to create their own positive changes in life and, you know, just step into their dreams and go after them.
Mm-hmm. Share with us, if you would, what was your life like as a little girl growing up in Poland? And, you know, what was your, you know, what did you experience there? And what was the mindset in that time?
Oh, wow. It was quite interesting, I have to admit. I was born behind the Iron Curtain in a very small village in southern Poland. I was the youngest of four, living in a two-bedroom house with one bathroom. So many people, so crowded, yeah. But long time ago, I thought that it's not good what happened, why I was not born into some rich family in a beautiful, rich country. And I felt like a victim. And then I realized when I was educating myself, I realized that living in that interesting time during communism actually taught me how to be a leader of my own, right? How I can own my own, how I can grab and lead with my own power. So the number one, what I learned from living in communism and Poland that time as a little girl, it was to dream big and to do things scared, because there was nothing, you know. There was the power that our government had, it was forced on people. So it was pretty scary. The other word for that, I felt for a long time, I was living in a box that it was kind of gray, not many colors, people were sad, but my child mind had this beautiful image of living out of this box, that there is something more, and one day I will go and see and experience that life. Because, you know, Jim, sometimes we have no control over our life circumstances and events, but what we have 100% control over is what we're going to do with it. So I packed my experience, and after years, I just moved to United States. But the second thing that I learned as a little girl living in that interesting times, it was resourcefulness. Like, oh my goodness, so many people complain about being unresourceful, feeling hopeless and discouraged. But it's what is life about. You have to go and find the resources. You have to go and create your resources. And when you are aware of them, you are in peace. There is less anxiety that you experience. And it was very helpful as when I moved to United States. Also, the third, I think the biggest skill that I gained from living in that interesting times, and it's thanks to my mom, it was courage, you know, to be courageous, to take on the paths that were not walked before, to go And well, the funny thing is, I never learned English at school. We had only Russian and German. And I decided that I want to do something different. I want to learn English because maybe I had this feeling that it's going to open more doors for me. So I was learning on my own and decided that it's what I'm going to do. And my mom, my goodness, we had nothing, like really nothing. That's, even if you had money, there was nothing in the stores. So I don't know how she did it, but she's always like magician to me. She always created something out of nothing and never let us feel that we are poor. So she was very courageous, and she taught me to wake up every single day with a mindset of champion. She always said, no matter what.
I like that.
You because will make it.
I like that because, Bill, it's very important to have, you know, good leadership in your life from your parents or associates or people like that, because to be able to change your life, you got to look without, don't you, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's, in fact, I have so many questions to ask, but it's interesting because when you change your life, you're really doing the same thing that you did in the physical theater by moving into the U.S. You decide to start living in a new neighborhood, right, with behaviors and such, right? So when was it that you came to the States?
When was it?
Yeah.
First time I came in 2004, so as a student, but then like permanently it was in 2011.
That's really amazing because we got about 30 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen, and this young lady, we're going to have Bill and I both have a lot of questions asked her because her story is very interesting. To be able to leave Poland and come to the United States, and she came over alone. We're going to hear a little bit more about that and asked her how she felt coming to this great nation and being all alone by herself as a little girl from Poland. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this brief message.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Probably heard about the Ring Video Doorbell app. It has a motion sensor that alerts your cell phone if someone is on your porch or rings a doorbell. All you have to do is tap your phone and you can see who is at your door and talk to them through a remote-mounted camera and speaker. My husband thought this would be a good idea to have for our home. However, I had no idea he had installed it while I was out of town. Imagine how confizzled I felt when I returned home, went to unlock the door, and suddenly heard my husband's voice calling at me from seemingly nowhere. He had installed a camera and speaker high up in a tree next to our front porch. Talk about being surprised and confused. What's another word for being confused? Flabbergibbles. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Your Future Is Now is brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on TogiNet Radio. I tease him. I said, we were always in studio number 3, but when the honorary host on TogiNet Radio joined us, Mr. Bill Heinrich, they moved us up to studio number 1. And you can't get any better than number 1, Mr. Bill.
Well, I've always been number 1 in my own mind, a legend in my own mind.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
share with us a little bit. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. What, you want me to share?
I was just wanting you to share a little bit about the 6-minute webinar, if you would, sir, since you're the co-creator of it.
Well, everybody sign up and do one. It'll blow you away. And everybody mm-hmm. thinks, oh, I don't want a webinar. This isn't about doing a webinar. What it's about is getting total clarity in your life about your mm-hmm. business and how to speak about what you do to others is what it teaches you. And it's a revolutionary experience. In fact, we're working right now with a really big affiliate. We're going to meet with them again next week that want to start promoting us on a even bigger basis. And this gentleman supports people who are buying new businesses, building new businesses. And he said for 25 years, he's been doing that, buying and selling businesses and showing people how to do it and how to generate more income. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in business. Mm-hmm. This is going through the 6-minute webinar. Just stunned at the clarity and what comes out of it. And it's not about mm-hmm. doing a webinar. It's yeah. about having a concise 6-minute talk that thoroughly explains mm-hmm. your business and what you learn in that, as you know, Jim. Well, mm-hmm. you've been to them. In fact, we just did a boot camp in September. We had 40-something people on.
Mm-hmm.
They were just amazed. And the same thing, we do that 3-hour boot camp clarity intensive, mm-hmm. no breaks, nobody leaves, tons yeah. of questions. Everybody's stunned. I know you've sat through a few of them, Jim.
And it's
so different than anything anybody has ever done, because we built a framework inside an application. You answer 40 questions and the script mm-hmm. gets written. And then we bring total clarity to what your answers are, so that it really speaks to your perfect customer. So that's the 6-minute webinar.
Yeah, it really is, ladies and gentlemen, because I've attended the 6-minute webinar workshops and all that. And the one thing you never hear from anyone that attends is that, well, thank you very much. This was very nice, but this is not for me. They always say that 1 3-letter word. Wow.
Yeah, it's just so true, Jim. Mm-hmm. It's an experience that it changes your life. It changes how you talk about what you do. It changes how you think about what you're doing. It changes everything, because you get such just amazing, amazing clarity. But anyways, that's a 6-minute webinar.
Sure.
So we're actually go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, during the break there, we were talking to Beata. And she reminded me of the story. I'd forgotten about it. When she was 7 years of age, she was in a she was a car accident, a very traumatic brain injury, 7 years of age, and how she was told she was going to be, if she lived, it'd be a miracle. And that's an amazing story in itself, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it really is. Tell us more about that, Beata, and how that has led you to where you are today.
Yeah, before I go there, I just want to add to what you said about 6-minute webinar. Yes, everyone should sign up. I already attended twice, but I think I have to sign up again, because, you know, it's never enough. You always add something new to it. So, yeah, definitely everyone signed up for the 6-minute webinar.
It's quite an amazing experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, and I'm all for different.
And it's probably nothing like you expected when you got there, right?
Oh, no, totally not. Yeah, I was very nicely surprised.
What's one thing that you learned when you attended the 6-minute webinar that was surprising to you?
The simplicity and how
yeah,
I love simplicity. I was like expecting something difficult, another 55 steps to build your business and or something, and yeah, there are basically 3 steps and everyone can do 3 steps.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. Simplicity is the key. Especially in this world where there's so much information flying
Absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And most of those courses out there, ladies and gentlemen, you feel like you're entering into a night school, and goodness gracious, that's a marathon. And this thing here is simple, easy, and just right to the point.
Oh, yeah, and to be honest, the first time I joined only because I like you, Jim. Like, I didn't know Bill yet, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to join another boring webinar. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I joined.
Yeah, she joined a boring webinar, because she knew a boring guy by the name of Jim.
But it turned really, I joined another one, so it means something.
Yeah, I hear you.
But going back to my story, it impacted me. Yes, definitely it impacted me for the rest of my life. And the first part of that, it was that, can I do it? Can I live normal life? Like, so I questioned myself a lot. But if you have good mentors, and we are blessed with good mentors in your life, and it was my mom, the first one, I went back to that powerful statement, like, I'm going to make it no matter what. Every single day in the morning, I have to say, no matter what, I will make it. I make up till now. Let's see what is next. And so I just was moving the border and walking after what the goals and dreams. And nothing really in my past would say that I will be here today in the United States talking to, oh my gosh, Bill and you, like, what the heck? But if you make a decision, that then nothing can stop you. And I think 2 most important questions that everyone should ask themselves when you are making a decision about changing your life or pursuing your new path in your life is, am I able? It's a question number 1. Of course you are. There are so many people ahead of you that walk the same path. So don't reinvent the wheel. Just follow the steps. And the second is, am I willing? That is the hard question, because this, am I willing to take a risk? Am I willing to, like we were talking, Jim, before, to leave behind people that are not our cheerleaders and find our cheerleaders? So you have to step in the unknown and take a big risk. And so what I did moving to the United States, first it was just a curiosity, but then I saw that, oh my gosh, I have bigger potential there. And I was scared. I was so aware of my accent. I was ashamed for a long time of my accent. So if you would meet me, Jim or Bill at some, I don't know, you probably were not in one of these parties, but in the party as a student when I came in 2004, I was so quiet in the corner because I don't know what I'm going to say. So, but then I had to make a decision and take a risk and speak up with my broken English and decide, well, I'm here, my voice matters, and I have something important to say and to offer to the world.
That's an amazing statement, isn't it, Bill? I like her attitude. Yeah,
that really is. And what is it? What are you doing today, BH?
So
tell us about your work.
Okay, so of course I was on that journey and discovering what is that spark in me that I can share with people, because I'm all about service. So I serve first as a life coach, but then this little quiet voice was getting louder and louder, like, oh my gosh, leader, you are a leader. We need more leaders, especially today. So I took oh my goodness, like probably a couple months, and went deep inside, got into my peace, so I could get my power, and studied with mentors and coaches. And I was speaking before, but now I decided that speaking and getting to from one-on-one coaching to the big audience and sharing my message, it's what is my spark, and it's what I do. I am a speaker, and I spread the message about finding power through your peace.
Mm. I love that, Bill, because she's talking about stepping into her greatness and being within the circle of her energy. That is very powerful, isn't it, Bill?
Mm-hmm. So how does someone become a leader, Diana?
How someone become a leader? Well, there is that misunderstanding that you have to be born as a leader, or you have to have that characteristics. But this is a lie. Everyone can be a leader. It's a skill. You can learn it. So you have to educate yourself. And you have to also, when you find your spark that is bigger than your fear, you automatically become a leader, because you want to share with people what you are fascinated and your basically your purpose. Yeah, like you want to talk about that and share. And without taking a lead, nobody will hear you. So you just practice this. Practice your practice until you become your practice.
Yeah, it's just really a matter of choice, right?
Absolutely. It's a decision, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just make the choice to do it. And real quickly, how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to connect with you? It's very important.
Yeah, you can find me on social medias. It's Instagram and Facebook, or you can just go to my website. It's changing, but it's still running under Beata, B-E-A-T-A, lifecoaching.com. Or you can just email me, B-S-E-W-E-R-Y-N-R-E. Oh.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Everyone knows you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. But who wants to catch a fly? Flies are quick and repulsive. Flies have two wings, while all other insects have four. And they beat their wings 200 times per second. That's faster than a hummingbird. Flies jump up and backwards when taking off with an average speed of 5 miles per hour. What's the word for that annoying buzzing sound flies make? Fritinency. Pestologists tell us that flies' favorite color is red. Flies have kinesophobia. That's the fear of movement. So simply hang a plastic bag filled with water to keep the flies away. My only question would be, would a fly without wings be called a what?
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6-Minute Webinar, SIXMinuteWebinar.com. Please check it out. And from time to time, we have workshops there, I think about once a month or so. But, you know, you definitely want to check it out. And be sure and check out Mr. Bill Heinrich's website, TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And he's got the his revised edition of The 7 Levels of Truth. I have a copy of that book. And ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the greatest books I've ever read. And I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich, co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And he's the honorary host here on Mr. Toginet Radio. Mr. Bill, I tell you, this young lady is a ball of fire, isn't she?
Yeah. Amazing story. And before we went to break, we were talking about leadership and how people become leaders. And I'd like the editor to say a little bit more about that.
Oh, absolutely. We already said before, like twice, like you have to decide, basically. It's a matter of choice. You, Bill, said that. It's a matter of choice. I can be a leader or I can just stay where I am and observe. It's, neither is good or bad. It's the choice. But your show, actually, The Future is Now, is about walking to your destination and creating your desired life. So if you are not a leader, I believe that only leaders create their circumstances. They don't wait for outside world to deliver. They don't ask for permission. They just do their job and create their reality on their own terms. So how you do it? You decide, follow the mentors. Again, don't reinvent a wheel. Just follow people who walk ahead of you the path that you want to step onto. So that's this, again, simplicity. But what is simple is very often the most challenging.
Yeah,
it really is.
Everything is really simple. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, it's really amazing because everyone has leadership potential. Everyone has the ability to reach out and touch someone and help them in their hour of need. And I'm a firm believer, ladies and gentlemen, that is a calling for each and every one of us, because Beata can reach certain people. And as I was saying, I said to her briefly right during the break, I says, it's not about your accent, it's about your message that makes her powerful. And I love the fact that she did not let her accent hold her back from reaching out and coming out of her comfort zone. And Beata, would you share a little bit about, you know, how it felt for you to make the decision that I'm coming out of my comfort zone, I'm going to be a leader, and I'm going to focus on how I can bless others. Would you share a little bit about your story there?
Absolutely. So I was already in United States and I was trying hard to find my path. Like, I knew deep inside I had this desire and fire that I want to impact people in a bigger way. I was working in hospitality at that time and I had this tension that I'm missing out on something, what I supposed to do, like the service, which I'm doing is not, even I loved it at that time, it's not really what I want to do. And it's that time of decision when you feel confused, when what you are doing up until now is not making you happy anymore, or you don't, your heart is not there. You have to do something different. And I heard that saying once, like, if you want to be where you've never been before, then you have to do something different. And it's what I decide. Like, I'm just gonna follow mentors, hire coaches, and that will help me to find out my spark. And I remember it was beautiful fall morning at work. I'm looking at the mountains, the pikes peek through the window, and this just the world was beautiful. And I was like, well, I'm working in this 5-star resort, but inside I'm like a living 2-star life. I'm not happy. And it's really when I made a decision that now or never. And who do I go and ask to help me to change my life? I don't know many people in here. I'm a stranger with broken English. So I decide to start on my own. So educate myself. And it's what I realized, that I have to become a leader in my own life, and then find the leaders that I want to follow, and then just go after what I truly want to do and spread my message with the world. Because, Jim, I believe in the butterfly, is it the ripple effect? The ripple effect. Like, if we spread kindness with one person, I believe that one person is going to pass it on. So if I spread a message about leadership, that it can be healthy, not every leader is bad, and not every leadership is not healthy. So if I share the message and show, like I said, walk your talk. So if I show them that you can be healthy leader in your communities, in your family, in your organization, then the world is going to just get better and better. And it's the point.
That's very interesting. And I like that, because, ladies and gentlemen, I know Beata. I've known her for some time there. And I look at life like this. I always look for building marketing relationships. And normally we think about marketing relationships, we think about money changing hands, but it's so much more bigger than that. Your marketing relationships, in my view, and I could be wrong, but my view is simply this. I believe in marketing relationships to promote, you know, people that think like I do, like I've promoted Beata, and I've promoted a good friend of ours, Michelle Moraz. Oh my goodness, I just, you know, adore her, and she's a classic example of what I'm talking about. I invited Michelle to be on my TV show, and she said, under one condition. I says, okay, what's that? She says, Jim, I want you to be on my TV show in the Philippines. And I thought, well, that's very nice. And that's the kind of marketing relationships you want to build with people in your life, because with people with like-minded that you are, it's a win-win-win situation. And that energy, and Mr. Bill's an expert in energy, the energy that you create there, oh my goodness, it's just a total, oh, it's a wonderful feeling, and it's a vibration, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it is. It's all very, very much energetic. Yeah. So when you're speaking, Beata, what types of groups do you speak to?
Recently, I speak to leaders. Like, I'm have upcoming event in November. I'm so blessed to be a keynote speaker for the Chamber of Commerce in Denver. The chapter is the Women of Rockies. I'm so blessed. All their leaders, entrepreneurs, everyone who wants to bring a positive change and lead others towards positive change.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that'll be great. That's at the Chamber of Commerce in Denver, huh?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I was very pleased when we had a conversation, and that we love your message. Please come and share with us.
How nice. How long have you been in the States speaking?
Speaking, probably I started just before COVID, so not too long. I did a lot of online summits, but the real stage is, I had a real stage just before COVID hit, and now I'm coming back on the real stages. So that is fascinating. I love direct contact with audience.
And is that all opening up again?
Yes, definitely it's opening up. Yes, and I have a couple booked speeches, but the biggest and the closest is in November in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you were talking about being at a 5-star resort, but feeling like a 2-star person inside.
Right.
And that you decided that you were going to make that change. What did you do at that point?
I just started looking for people that I can follow. So the leaders that I admire, the mentors, I hired a coach, and it's how I got to know you, because it's the relationships that Jim was talking about. I created great relationships with people that were introducing me to others, and I learn from them and educate myself. And I decided this is what I want to do, and nothing and no one is going to stop me. Even myself with my accent.
I get a kick out of her because you know, picture this little girl from Poland. She comes to the United States. She sits in the corner there when she's going to school, and you know, her English is broken English. She doesn't want to say too much because she's embarrassed and all that. But she comes out of that shell. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of folks don't know this, but this little girl from Poland, with her determination, her focus, her energy, her compassion that she has to become a leader, become a speaker, she actually had Les Brown on her show. Now, I got to salute you on that, young lady, because a little girl from Poland, you know, that could barely speak. I need to get me an accent. You know that, Bill?
Well, Jim.
Jim, I can coach you.
Coming from Texas, you have one.
Exactly.
But, oh, my goodness.
You know, Jim, I was making that joke back in a time when I was working in hospitality. Where is your accent from? And I always was saying from Texas.
Yeah, you say it's imported from Texas. There you go, I tell you. Yeah. It's really amazing, because I really tip my hat to you for all the obstacles you've overcome, and waiting for the next segment. I can't wait till the next segment starts. We're getting ready to go to tunes or to the break, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be sharing Beata's information when we come back, her website, email address, that sort of thing. So please stay with us. We'll be right back right after this brief message.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
You ever wonder how reindeer survive the severe cold? Well, they snuzzle around for some moss to eat. Moss contains a special chemical that helps keep their body fluids warm. And they're going to have to keep warm if they're going to pull Santa's sleigh every year. Santa's sleigh was originally called a wingdoodle. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers, but male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. I can't help but wonder why Santa's reindeer from Rudolph to Blitzen had male names. Since they had antlers, they would have had to be female. We women should have known only females would be able to drag a hefty man outfitted in a red velvet suit, originally called a hoopin' daddy, all around the world in one night and not get lost. It's marching day,
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And Mr. Bill Heinrich and I, we have a very special guest on today, a young lady that, you know, rose from poverty and being born and raised under communism in Poland. And she comes to the United States, and she's got an impressive story, doesn't she, Bill?
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And, you know, you mentioned about your accent, and frankly, that accent to me is a sign of credibility.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you took it upon yourself to make changes in your life. You're obviously born and raised in the breadbasket of the United States, and made choices in your life to make a big difference. So I want you to understand that, Vieto. That's what I think when I meet people like yourself. It's, you accomplished so much.
Thank you.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. We're in our last section. What points have we missed that you want to make sure we cover, Vieto?
I think we covered everything. If I can just add, is that today we are living in challenging times, and mm-hmm. you know, we feel like we have leadership crisis, but in reality we have leadership development crisis. So if we all focus on developing a leader in me, leader in you that you always wanted to have, then we will be good.
Mm-hmm. Couple of things I'd like for you to do, Beat. I'd like for you to share with your website, and I believe that if I pronounce this correctly here, it's BeataLifeCoaching.com. That is your website.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is BeataLife Coaching.com. BeataLifeCoaching.com. And our email address is BeSeweryn@gmail.com. And there's one thing we mentioned during the break there that I think it's very, very important, because a lot of people today, they're searching for what I'm going to mention here in just a second, because with all the turmoil, the doom and gloom, the worry, everything that people have been through over the last, you know, since COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, started. And that is inner peace. And I know that you have created that within. And would you share a little bit about your inner peace and how that came about, please?
Of course. My inner peace, oh my goodness, I'm Polish, so I'm not patient, and I want things now, yeah? And I want things now and all that stuff. And it got me frustrated when I was starting in a business and learning how to be entrepreneur and all this stuff. So I was also still in a leadership position at my hospitality job, and everything was just like working against me. I had this not nice customers, that my employees were also kind of intense. Everything was like intention. And it's like, oh my goodness, like I cannot live like that. It's too much. And I decided that what if I calm myself down from the inside out, yes? And I started just paying attention to my emotions. And we talked about that before, energy. Like the energy changed, not only inside of me, but everyone around started changing. I was like, what's going on? Whoa, let's practice mm-hmm. this more. So
yeah.
The humans, we are the energy projectors. So when I was in a good energy, surrounded in a good, I mean, not surrounded, but being in a good mood, everyone else just joined me. And, you know, you can do it through different tools, with different tools. It can be meditation. Again, it's hard for me because my mind is like monkey mind. I cannot stop it. I always have ideas and all this stuff. So it could be meditation, but it could be journaling. It's what works for me. When I write, I really focus. Like, it brings my focus to down to what I really I'm here about. Yes. Yeah? So journaling, or maybe dancing, I don't know, maybe traveling, whatever that brings you to your back to your heart and where you can find this inner peace, then your power is unstoppable, because it's just how it works, that the universe law. It's not what I invented.
Mm-hmm. It's so really amazing, because go ahead, Bill.
That must have been surprising to you when you decided to change your attitude. And noticed that everybody was in a different energy, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. It was shocking, yes. Like, it was really shocking. I was like, oh my gosh, am I so powerful? Yes, you are. Yeah, but yeah. I need to learn.
Yeah. I teach people. You know what's fascinating about I do? I'm not going to get off into the areas where I do stuff, but the thing that's fascinating to me about energy is everybody lives in a state of protection. They're protecting their life.
Yeah.
And that's what you do when you think, because your mind and your ego is only about protection. And when you're generating this energy, Vieta, what's fascinating is they can't block it. That energy goes right to their soul.
Absolutely.
And their mind has to deal with it. Their mind has to figure out, why do I feel this way? It's so funny, because people don't understand what it is, do they, when it first happens? They're just like, this just feels good, but I don't know why, right?
Right. Yeah, energy is contagious, and if you spread the good one, everyone around can just live, be in the same energy and live the same energy.
Yeah, energy is a really powerful thing, isn't it, Jim? I know we've talked about that.
Oh yeah, because I tell you right now, whenever you're energetic and you're putting off this positive vibration, if you want to call it positive, but it's a vibration of love for yourself, your life, and your mission in life to be a blessing to others. When you project that, oh my goodness gracious, it's going to attract people to you left and right. And it's really kind of shocking that when you stop and think about it, that you have that, you know, in you, everyone does, to be able to attract people to them, because people are anemic for that. They're hungry for that. The doom and gloom is all around.
Right.
And Beata, I tell you, you know, you've really been an inspiration to a lot of people. I've always admired what you do. And when I see you girls get together, you and Michelle Moras there in Colorado Springs, I said, oh, yeah, those two girls are going to have some fun. And you girls just become electrifying. I know you do, because I know you both very well.
Right. Yeah, we have always fun. And yeah, because, well, life is fun when you are fun.
Yes, it is. And Bill and I go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to ask Beata, I'd like you to speak just for a moment.
Okay.
A little bit about how powerful we really are.
Oh, yeah.
How powerful we are as a human?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. We are powerful. We are more than we give credits ourselves to. We can be and do anything when you put our mindset there. And like Bill said before, make a choice. And like this radio says, the future is now. So who do you want to be tomorrow? who do you want to be a year from now or where you want to be? You have to start today, right now, no excuses. You are powerful and your inner peace can take you places. Find that spark. It's just right there in your heart. You know, I very often was looking outside for this power, like maybe if I stick with these people, they seem powerful. Maybe I will be powerful like them. Maybe when I buy, I don't know, something like better phone, they will think I'm powerful. Or I will speak certain way, they will think I'm powerful. But it doesn't last for a long. True power comes from authenticity and from your heart and the peace of your heart. We are powerful no matter where you were born, what language you speak, who you are. You are powerful, but you have to decide to step into that power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, for you folks out there, it's entrepreneurs and you're struggling, what you need to do, you need to take lessons from like Vieta. We talked about Michelle Maras. Find people that projects energy that you need and bless them too. And also work together in a marketing relationship. Promote them where you can. Because when you pay it forward, it's going to come back to you and they will be more than happy to, you know, refer you in areas that, you know, to people that you may not even know. It's a win-win-win situation. And Bill, it's just amazing when that energy kicks in, everything else just starts taking care of itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Because once you step over into the area that Vieta has, and that's connecting with how powerful we really are, it puts you in a position where you have choices that you have to make in your life. Or because of the living in she worked at a 5-star resort, but felt two star inside, I think is what she said. And you just can't stay in that static position at all. You know, it's been a fascinating, fascinating story to be able to.
Thank you
very much. Jim, I know we only got a few seconds left. I'll turn it back to you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's amazing because her story is so inspiring. And just think about who she is, where she came from, where she is today, her journey. And ladies and gentlemen, you can do that too. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back next week with Dr. George Grant. Bye-bye.